Well, first, what exactly is the Coruscant Group? There is evidence that this name is an invention of the United States, and that the U.S. recent airstrikes on the Coruscant Group were actually strikes on fighters of the al-Nusra Front. The U.S. attacks on ISIS and now the al-Nusra Front, what are these designed to achieve? By their own admission, as John Kerry said over the weekend, these armies can't be defeated by airstrikes. And Kerry's latest gaffe is another admission that it was the U.S. and its allies that armed and trained these Islamist armies in the first place. The U.S. number one objective in the Middle East is the elimination of governments that don't do U.S. bidding, Syria and Iran. Toward that, they have a long history of funding proxy armies. This summer, the largest of their proxy armies became a threat to a government that the U.S. has more influence on, the new government of Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi in Iraq. And now, in a war that is more for public relations than anything else, the U.S. is striking these armies that they created. And now the head of the FBI, James Comey, turns and warns that this group, armed by the U.S. and its allies, is threatening attacks inside the United States. The terror scare in the U.S. for the past 13 years, that's had one main purpose: to serve as a cover for the war on the Palestinian and Arab and Muslim communities here in the U.S., and the repression of dissent. Director Comey's claim will create fear among people who will be afraid to speak up when attacks on our democratic rights are carried out. The real force on earth that the U.S. government fears is the people of this country. We are rising to oppose the 1% that rips us off daily, the government of the 1% that wages wars in our names, And then they attack heroes like here in Chicago, the Palestinian leader Rasmia Oda. We're like Rasmia. We won't be silent in the face of their wars or repression.